Sure.
Yes.
So let's start a little bit discussing the Shema. You guys prepared the first parak? First parak, more or less?
Some of it.
Yeah, so let's talk about the beginning of the Masechta for a minute, and then we'll try to talk more generally about the Shema. I'm going to share the source sheet in a bit. But let's start at the beginning of the Masechta, because at least this is one way of thinking about the Shema. So who wants to get us started from the first Mishnah? By raise of hands, how many of you prepared the first like four blot, five blot? Yeah, not bad. Pretty good. Great. So who wants to get us started? Benji? At least for the Mishnah. Maybe Gad. What does that mean?
Meaning if someone is delivering or if someone comes to Israel from outside of Israel with a get, or is sending a get to someone, meaning they're married in Israel, the husband leaves and then sends a get to his wife.
Well, here's the maybe mimi din asayam. So if you're bringing a get from outside of Israel to Israel, so you have to say funai nafta, funai naftam. Now, this is very clearly a takana drabanan, right? That's not disputed. Okay, so what's the reason for this takana? We'll see in a second. Are we going to be a little mer?
So
it's a bit of an issue exactly about what the relevant boundaries are for having to say fine after that, fine after
that. Right, but it's seeming, but Rabbi Eliezer, she said that even if it's really close to each other, but one's technically outside the border, but one's inside.
That's right.
Then
you still require fine after?
Right.
We'll see. The Gemara makes a big fuss about this. Well, it's not clear. The Gemara is going to make a big. What are the chamim? It's very cryptic Mishnah. Maybe Mimdina Lemdina. So traveling between
France and Germany.
Okay. Assuming France is outside of Israel, it's not so clear when you get to the Gemara. You see the discussion of the boundaries of Israel. Like Mara is like very.
Yeah, the triangle.
Yeah.
Even from one like warlord's territory to another warlord.
So like one area that has split jurisdiction, right? So there are two different authorities that preside over it.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meregem of Mizrah, Meregem Kim Mizrah. Now, whether or not it's considered in like north of Israel or just the north of Israel,
the Gemara here is trying to, the Mishnah here is toying with what exactly are the boundaries of Israel for this Takana. It's kind of funny, right? Why, like, the Gemara is just really trying to figure out the boundaries for this takana of the funai nafta, funai naftam, right? What counts for the purposes of this takana? Okay. So what does that last phrase mean? In Eretz Israel.
Within Eretz Israel, I guess even if it's from all the way north to all the way south, you don't have to say funai naftam, funai naftam. And if there's someone challenges them, saying, oh, that's, not a good get, then you just say, no, the signatures are on it, and therefore it's a good get.
Yeah, I mean, you could always do kiyum with Hasimos to say that the objection is not valid because it was signed by two Adim. Okay, everybody good more or less with Mishnah? So in the vaguest of terms, we know that there's a takana funai nafta funai naftam. Somehow it depends on these important questions of boundaries inside Israel, outside Israel, and what exactly the differences are between different towns outside of Israel. Good? Questions on the Mishnah? Would you have started Maseches Gittin this way?
Yeah, I would have started with the last half.
You would have started the last half? So we have this very loaded Mishnah about Takana Fana Nefta Fana Nefta, and the Gemara then wants to figure out what's the basis for the Takana. Sorry, Van, or?
I'm just saying, like, it's the Gemara comments that, sometimes we start with their bonus on purpose, like, they need more reinforcement.
Yeah, so, it's not, yeah.
Start with it.
Not crazy.
Yeah.
It might also have been like a big issue in the times of the Mishnayos, just trying to preside over a gittin, like which gittin are kosher. So it's a big question with which ones.
Right? So I'm saying it's not absurd. But...
yeah. I don't think anybody said it would be absurd. Right? Surely Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't think it was absurd.
Right.
But it does raise an eyebrow or two. It's kind of a funny thing to start with. Especially if like we don't know the basis for the takana yet. Like the Mishnayos don't even tell us the basis for the takana. And then you have machlokes amaran between Rabba and Rabba trying to reconstruct what's the basis for Panay Nefta, Panay Nefta. So what are the two views? Daniel, do you know the two views? Daniel? What are the two views in the Gemara about the basis for the Takana? First Mishnah in Gittin, what's it about? Daniel, do you know? What's the Takana before Nai Nechtam about? What would you guess it's about? Daniel? What?
I'm not Daniel.
What? You're not Daniel?
No, I'm
here. Oh, Zolti? Where's Zolti? Zolti's not even here. No, just you, Daniel.
Authentic
in what sense? Not the Baal's the one who wants the divorce. Somebody want to help out Daniel? Eitan?
That it was written for the sake of his wife.
Okay, meaning in just one word in Hebrew?
Lishma.
Lishma, that's one possibility. To know that the get was written Lishma, or Daniel, Eitan?
Having a, you need to know that it was written for him so that, like, there are Eidim that can come and, like, validate its authenticity. And if there aren't Eidim that can come, there's a representative to represent that they
say. Exactly. This is a...
I thought the second one, was it about the Shema? I thought it was just about the fact that you need Eidim to be able to certify it.
Well, so the first thing is about Lishma. That's going to be Rabba's view. All right, good. So, Eitan, why don't you read that for us? My time. What's the reason for this? Takana, Rabba Amar.
Rabba Amar, Lepishain, Bikin, Lishma.
The meaning what? Rashi?
They're. You call it Benji or you call it
Eitan, yeah, Eitan, enter, yeah.
Because they're not like, we don't know that people in Puzzlar are necessarily experts in writing.
Good. Rashi thinks. As Rashi says, the people in Puzzlar didn't know that a get has to be written Lishma. Sounds like they were just deficient in their basic halachic knowledge. So let's read Rashi. Eitan, in b'nei medina sayam.
So they're not necessarily like as learned, and they wouldn't know that you need to write it like with the woman in mind.
Yeah. So the Bnei Chodesh just don't know that the get has to be written l'shem ha'isha.
Right.
I figured I was misunderstanding this when I read it. What does it mean that they don't know that?
They're not aware of the law.
Like what? Like no one told them. It doesn't feel like a particularly complex law. Like that's just how kids work.
The proposal says that they just weren't the donation.
Is that what it is? Is that they didn't do it because they had a lower standard, or were they just not aware that this is what you're supposed to do?
Well, Rashi here seems pretty clear that they were just unaware of it. And Yodin should start lift
the baguette the shame Aisha. Strange believability that like they just didn't know. I don't know. Maybe not.
Have you ever been to like Jewish communities that are like totally don't know anything?
Oh, yes.
Go travel to like Jewish communities in Turkey today. Right. They have like community of 20,000 Jews. They have like no Jewish school.
I don't think you have to go that far.
Like, well,
I don't think you have to go that far.
That's true, but right, I'm sure. You think it's what you think every Jewish community knew that the cat has to learn Lishma?
How many people in America know, I guess,
the Lishma? Right, it's true. You're gonna have to go to Turkey. So Rashi's view is that this, yeah, like if you're living in Eretz Yisrael and you're an expert and you couldn't trust the Bate Din or the Sofrim and Chutz La'aretz to know the basic dinim of Gittin. I don't think that's crazy, Yonatan.
I guess not.
Ezra, do you think Tosos thinks that's crazy?
I guess that's what he's going to do. Yeah.
You want to read Tosos for us? Well, let's finish Rashi first. Eitan, finish Rashi.
The crop deep, the cut of the last eight or la dahayin lishma.
Yeah. So notice the lishma that Rashi is talking about is lishema isha. Is there another aspect of lishma in lishma for Gershon?
Like, yeah, it has to be written for me.
Well,
it has to be written, the Baal has to be for itself. Has to be written for the specific woman.
That's what Rashi says, L'shema Isha. Start with the baguette, L'shema Isha. The Chatzav Lotzei Perkises, L'dahayin L'shema. Is there more than that L'shema, or is this the only aspect of L'shema in Get? What do you think, Benny?
Going to my answer yesterday, maybe when they say, Haray Zegideh, and Haray, you're not...
No, fine, but I'm saying within the writing of the Get, which we're talking about here.
It seems like, yeah.
What else might there be, Josh?
Chasima.
Well, Chasima, fine, but the Chasima would just be the Chasima L'shem Isha.
Okay.
Right, what else might be?
Doing it with ulterior motives.
Well?
Like doing it with ulterior motives.
What would that mean?
Well, like giving, I mean, the real word of Lishma is doing something like without any ulterior motives. No?
What would be the ulterior motive here?
Give someone a get. I'll
think about lishma elsewhere means without saying like Torah lishma.
Yeah.
Understand?
No, it means just for its sake.
What? Sake. All right, Torah for Torah's sake.
For its name.
Josh?
Like something that's not l'shem gerushin.
Right, what about l'shem gerushin?
A sofer is practicing, let's say.
Right, like a sofer who's practicing.
Or writing a sefer.
What? Right, or writing a Sefer Torah. There, it's you might say you're deficient in L'shem Gershon. Like, what is the relevant Lishma? Is the Lishma here about the addressee, meaning the woman? That's what it means that the get asked on Lishma. Or does Lishma mean L'shem Gershon? Or Lishma might mean here. Hey, Don?
Like the husband wanting to?
Yeah, the husband also, right? Like the Shema Ish, Shema Isha, and the Shem Girishin. So it's a little ambiguous in general when you talk about Lishma. What is the content of that Lishma? Rashi here seems to focus uniquely on the Isha. Shvein Yodim Tzitzach Lich Tavaget L'Shem Isha. Mikra Ksiv Chasa L'Sei Perkisos Tahina Lishma. Can everybody see that? Is there evidence elsewhere maybe that the Lishma might be L'shem Gershon? Anybody have the Rambam Gershon Gimel Aleph for a second? Got it? Read the Rambam Ned for a second. Kol Get. So notice the first part of that is that it's gavirin l'shem ha'ish hamigarish. So l'shma encompasses more than the l'shem ha'isha. Correct? It's not clear if the Rambam requires just general l'shem gerushin, right? Kol get shelo nechtav l'shem ha'ish hamigarish l'shem ha'ish hamisu'enu get. Is that?
Presumably,
so you could have a get that was boilerplate language, so pre-written, for written for like a sofer who was training to write Gittin.
So that wouldn't be the shame. That wouldn't be the shame.
And then he writes in her name.
Perfect.
Well, he writes in her name afterwards, like for her. But the actual get wasn't written the shame Gerishin.
Or wasn't the shame Gerishin. The shame Gerishin.
What?
The actual get itself wasn't the shame Gerishin either.
It's true. But let's say you just put in her name now. Like you're writing this for her.
What if he's writing a get?
But not like.
I thought we meant the shame Isha, like
for her.
It just seems, I don't know. Yeah, what does that mean for her? Like, as a gift? Like,
yeah, she says, I want to write me a get to hang up my wall.
Not
to get divorced. So I guess you're writing it for her, but. Right, or you go to like an artist and you say, replicate this for me that I could hang it up, right? And say, yeah, so maybe like you're writing it for him and for her, like, write this as a gift for me and my husband, but you're not doing it with like the daf that'd be l'shem gerushin. Sorry,
there's a weird line in Rashi on Gimel Aleph, there are also many kara meitat
daya. Okay,
that's in line there.
All right,
trying to explain to people, yeah, but I was trying to explain why the Shaliyah is extra ne'eman. He was very diligent at the time of the Hasibos get.
Yeah.
And says, Hashalia Kishimakablo Mian Habal, Viyodea Bo, Sheburotso Megarsha, Beluyoga Viyaro, Inami Oyer, Inoneman, Devate Dach Mosa Shapir. It says, Hashalia, since when he accepted it, he knew that the Baal wanted to give it Beratso, and he knows the Baal won't be Ma'arir. So I don't know, maybe explain a different way, but it's not like Rashi saying that like the Shaliyah's diligence is on this very fact that he's being with Garish Baratso or Baratso in Garsha. I don't know, it could be totally
Right. I read this as a separate issue that he's saying the Shaliyah, he's going to just like double check everything, right, and make sure that the husband's doing his own free will. And if that's the case, like the odds of a husband being ma'arer, like once we have the background fact that the shliach knows that he did it with his consent, are much lower.
Right, but it's clear that the background fact is critical, that the shliach is expected to know that it's the Russell Nagar.
To probe.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you think what, based on that, do you think that's...
I mean, I think it might be that the lishma we want from the shliach is broader.
And Russell Nabal is part of the lishma. Ram has that as a separate element, that it could ask to give him baratzon, that was like the sugya of ones, begitin, etc. Here, it's usually viewed as a separate din, that the get has to be written, l'shem ha'isha, l'shem ha'ish.
I agree.
Right. Yeah, so we'll keep our eyes on that. All right, Eitan, so finish Rashi on Beis and Beis. Hilkach, Omar Ashliyah, Bufanai Nechta, Bufanai Nechtam.
Hilkach, Omar Ashliyah, Bufanai Nechta, Bufanai Nechtam.
Okay, so what's the procedure that Rashi envisions here? Is just like a conversation starter.
And then they ask if it was written Lishma, and then
correct. So like the Shliach is just like the first eyes on it. He's like the first line of defense, right? He was there. Once we know that he was there, then we can then ask him, was it written Lishma? But there's nothing about the Takana b'fanei nechtam itself that gives you indication that it was written Lishma. He just says it was written before me, and then the Bezin could say, oh, by the way, do you know if it was written Lishma? And then we could infer from there. All right, that's what you get from.
Doesn't mention, or you don't ask about the
Hatimah.
You just ask about the.
Well, we'll see, that's going to be a machlokas. You're saying here?
He doesn't even mention it. He said, what do they ask you? They ask you if it was written Lishma. He doesn't even care about
that. Why did he drop the Nechtam Lishma?
Right. What's the Ikar?
Yeah, well, we'll see, that's a Puri machlokas and the Gemara about what do you need the Lishma on. But either way, in Rashi, it sounds like Lishma is just for the Isha, correct, Rami?
In terms of the case of the case, the Beis Din is there at this point, but the other cases, earlier, that the chef just gives it a get. So, what's the case here?
that Rashi's envisioning?
Yeah. But does that need to happen?
No, you don't get the sense that there's a need for a Beis Din to preside over the Nesinas, I get.
So, I mean, right, all this is really just, you know what I mean? Like, what?
Who's asking? Who's asking?
Yeah. And do you need to ask?
Right. No, it sounds just like the Shliach just comes and proclaims the Panay Nachta, Panay Nachta. You're right. Rashi says Shailin on what's Rashi assuming here? Right? Is he assuming that the Nesina is done before some sort of tribunal? Unless it means the Edim Mesira. Like the two Edim Mesira could then verify that the get was given, that the get was written Lishma. Maybe that's what he has in mind. Charlie?
According to Rashi, was the point of saying Bana? I'm not
so then you could ask him the next question, which is, was it written Lishma?
So why can't we just ask, like, I'm not copying him what the reason is there. Like, okay, so just either have that mean that it's Lishma, or ask him that it's Lishma. This seems like an extra step for no reason.
Right, well, the takana then is that a shliach who brought a get, but didn't say Panay Nechtam, and isn't able to answer that it was written Lishma, that get would be disqualified.
But then why the Panay Nechtam, Panay Nechtam? Like, okay, is that a written Lishma or is not? Like, I'm just not understanding like, what's
the conversation starter.
No, the point is that he should have just been with the
Tachanun at the end of the day. It's Lishma.
So you answer that the way. Meaning, if the commissioner said, now Rabbi has to get why that is. They're like superimposed, whatever. They're giving a reason for why you should say that.
Right.
And therefore, need to explain it backwards. You're right. The one thing you have in Rava is if Rava was right, then why that's the time? Why ask? Yeah, but you're not saying, but the reason for using only because you think that is it.
I guess there's no like explanation.
As it tells about Tosos, Charlie, hold on, because we'll see the Gemara's the Gemara books this. As it tells about Tosos' objection to Rashi,
I was just going to speak about the three lines that I wrote, the Rebbe Tom's point. He's saying that. That the Kim and the both given, but they just didn't distrust the cup of law, didn't
like
attribute the Lashon.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just read Lopisha and Bakin Lishma, Imtomar?
It's okay, but that's okay. Lishma, the Kim, the Shar, the
So basically, this is the first new Tosis on Beis and Beis.
Yeah, but this is okay. So it brings up another point, though. Right, so when you bring the question, why specifically are they became Lishma? Maybe they're not became in other couples getting good, like Mechobar and the names and Nechamayim Nechon and Lila. And he says, the aim Omar did not call Lishma, the Shkia fame.
So tell us what's the objection?
Don't say that it's specifically because the Shema is more common.
More commonly unknown to B'nai Chutzlaretz.
Yes, more commonly unknown.
Yeah. So what does B'nai Tam say? What's going on? Parashat B'nai
Tam. Parashat B'nai Tam, the Chodah was given Makim. They're really experts in everything. El Dehaf Parashat did a cause of law. The Shema, Eden Neres Lehem Inkar Drashah. The Imbakin perish in Koshim the Drasha to the Shema.
Sounds like there was some debate between the B'nai Chutzlaretz and the B'nai Eretz Yisrael about the significance of this Drasha of Lishma. Right?
So, yes, I think he's opposed to that reading of Rashi that they're just like, I'm Aratim.
Right. It's just as if they're in a B'nai Torah Ben Yodin, then it seems arbitrary to pick out their deficiency in Lishma knowledge.
Right.
Compared to other knowledge, right? So Tos says it must have been that they had like some principled objection to Lishma. I think that's actually a little.
You can tone it down a little bit. You can tone down just a little bit to the next line.
Okay, tell us.
Meaning, once upon a time, there was much talk about this probably, and eventually, everybody agreed that you need the Shema.
I mean, the Achar Shalomdu, but the Achar Shalomdu, he's referring to the line in the Gemara, right? When the Gemara says Achar Shalomdu, Tos is saying, oh, then they're Makabel. Because Achar Shalom is a strange formulation if they had principal disagreement.
But now we're waiting.
Well, but they had
Shalom sounds like they learned.
No, because they learned the right way.
All right, but it doesn't mean they learned. It doesn't mean they became educated. It means they are mekabel, right? That's why Tosfos is massaging this. Lachar shalom to the kaman perush lachar shekeblua. You have to massage that word if you go in Tosfos' direction that they were disagreement.
They progressed on their knowledge.
Right.
I'm saying maybe like they learned.
Right. That's what I was saying, but it's not. Lachar shalom to means like.
But it doesn't this
after they were schooled.
It takes time to proliferate those.
You still have a lot of people who don't know it, though, despite the fact that now the standards have learned properly. Right. There's still about lack of knowledge, just a little bit kinder there. Yeah. Certainly. Fair enough. Rumi, you can see Tosfos is bothered by your issue about the asking thing. He says, it's not really clear where this like notion of requirement
of theory is. If that was true, then that should have been an afkamina between Rava and Rava.
What isn't an afkamina between them? But yes. So we have Rava's view, which is that this is about Lishma, correct? I just want to say, this is an extraordinary example where the Rabbanan are rewriting the rules of Gittin out of concern of lack of knowledge, lack of expertise, right? You're basically saying that there's this new din of b'fanai neftah, b'fanai neftam, in order to police which gittin are kosher and which gittin are not kosher, right? That's basically what's going on here. You're taking a get that l'chora otherwise maybe would have been kosher. What?
You said l'chora otherwise maybe.
Yeah. L'chora otherwise would be kosher, right? It's a get that's signed with two adim. Right, and we're just saying that these are going to be puzzle unless we could verify that in fact they're written lishma.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's Rava's view. What's Rava's view? The bench, let's go back to you, Rava Amar.
Yeah, Rava.
This is based on
the bits. Isha ain't aged the two in the final, right? Because you know if the age are far away, then there's if they want to dispute or fall back up to dispute again. Then how are we going to hold it if the
mind there? So notice how different the opinion of Rava is from the position of Rava. Rava is trying to figure out whether the get is kosher, whether it's deficient in one of the basic elements of the get. Rava is interested in a procedural evidentiary question, which is, oh, if the husband's going to come and call the get into question that he wasn't the... he never authorized the get. How are we going to prove that he, in fact, did authorize it? Correct? On that view, Chazal made this sweeping takana to say, oh, that's such a concern that we need to be metakan b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, so that we could automatically bypass kiyum shtaros, kiyum on the signatures of the edim. And that will prevent any of these gittin from being called into question. Like Chazal are shoring up the kashrus of gittin by allowing the shliach to testify that the husband authorized the get. Correct? So they're saying, look, by the normal rules of kiyum shtaros, these gittin are very vulnerable. The husband could just come along and say that he never authorized it. But we're going to make a takana to make sure that the get is impervious to those challenges. Yes, Benji?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the seven afkamina that Gemara has?
And if we require them to bring two people to take part, that's
what we require, or a case where two people brought the get?
Okay. That if this is the case, then also from one place that's far away from another place within Eretz Yisrael, but also require you to have people say
for whose view? Whose view?
For Rava.
It's going to be very confusing if we just use the names, but just
for the view that says that it should enable the two. Like
yeah.
Inami. Botom dinam medina teyam. And also the same thing within two places from far away.
Two places, Osa Medina, Bim
Medina.
Within the same city. If the Nisha Vein became Lishma, who cares that you're traveling, whether you're not traveling from city to city, right? Even within, even from the west side to the east side, wherever Sofer wrote it on the west side, he probably doesn't know the Dinam of Lishma. right? So Gemara gives us three nafkamina. Okay. Now here's the Gemara is a challenge. Coin to Rabba. What's the issue?
That meaning, why should that we should require two? If that's what, or why is it that we require two like all other Aiden in the Torah?
Why is there required? We're only requiring one.
Why? What?
We're only requiring one Aid.
We're only requiring one in your Aiden Mishnah. So why is it not that we require two?
Why don't we require two?
Right, because if the whole point is to be like, if the whole point is to be the kind of star, like
the kind of star that what?
That.
Let me help Angie out.
If the whole point is, if the whole point is to say that double lishma,
yeah,
then seemingly, so you need agent that is double lishma. So you need.
Yeah, you need two people to testify that's lishma. I mean, if we think the get is not kosher, you should require two Aidim to testify that it is kosher. Why could you suffice with one Aid?
Well, we say Aid Asa Nem on Bisur.
What?
And then, I'm sorry, the Gemara continues Aid Asa Nem on Bisur. So we say that one Aid is believable to say that something is not Asa. So that, therefore, it makes sense to say that one person can come and say that.
But Eid Achanem Bisurin is limited to which cases?
It's to do with Isser Ben Hetzer, like food and whatnot.
Is anyone familiar with the concept of Eid Achanem Bisurin?
And when it's a suffix, not when it's when there's a chutzalka that something is also.
So hold on, yes. What is Eidach Hanabi Surin, Rami?
In the case of Isser, you can rely on one Eid to tell you that it's covered.
In the case of Isser, it's sufficient to have one Eid to testify about its status, right? What does Rashi say about that? Mashani Eidach Nemabi Surin Shahare Hemina Torah Kol Acha Vecha Misrael Al Frashas Trima Val Shchita Val Nikur Hagid VeHachelav. That for most Dvarim Shlissa, the Torah gives credibility to each member of the Jewish people to testify whether it's kosher or trade. Right, you don't need two witnesses for that. It's only special areas of halacha that require two witnesses. And the Gemara says that our case is a special area of halacha. Why? It's chazak isura. What's the chazkas isur?
Well, how about the
it's very famous. Two girsos. So you guys see the havi davar sherba or vehavi davar sherba. Like, are there two things that would two independent reasons for requiring two witnesses? A, it's chazak isura. B, it's davar sherba. Maybe those two go hand in hand. So the Ein Davar Sheberva.
The Ein Davar Sheberva comes inside, and you can't overturn any chazaka and Davar Sheberva if you have two witnesses.
Yeah, so two witnesses is really crucial. So if it's really the case that you think there's no lishma in these gittin and chutz la'aretz, how could you take a woman who's considered married and then decide that she's not married on the basis of the testimony of one witness? Correct? So what's the Gemara? It's your big problem, right? How could you say that one aid is suddenly neman? So the Gemara does a full reversal.
So we throw to that. No one knows what they're talking about. Rove Bikini, most people actually do know how to write. You get the Mishma. The Field of Rebbe Meir, the Chayish of the Mita, Thomas Ibrahim Kibune, she got her government. She got her
government. What's the claim?
That really most people do know how to write a Mishma. And even for Rebbe Meir, that is foshish for the small amount that don't.
But Meir in general thinks that generally you're choshish l'miyuta.
Right.
So if there's a small amount that don't know the din l'shma, you should be choshish for it and pass all the gittin that come from chutz la'aretz.
But for the sam super dine, you need more. So something that like meaning because the din is already like governed in. Like,
now, what does sam super dine mean?
Sam super dine, sam
Ned.
Who writes?
That they know
the scribes, meaning the real, the relevant sample set is not the people out there, but it's the scribes who are writing Gittin. And your Stam scribe who's writing Gittin does know the dinim of Lishma. Stam Sibri the Dinim, Big Margamiri.
So why start the whole discussion
at all? Yeah. Right. Why do we need to find an Echdav? We should rely on the Rove, right? So there's no reason, but really there's no issue of Lishma. Rabbanon, who did star? A little crazy. So why are the Rabbanon going, why do they make this takana then? Wait. 1 second. So why did the Rabbanon require this? Why do we have a whole takana fanei nechta if most people are bekiyim in Lishma? Josh?
I mean, Rashi gives an answer, but
what does Rashi say?
It's because there are still cases where like confusing cases of Lishma, like if the names are the same. It's like even though it's true that Muslim Rikim Lishma, you know, there are still some cases where like it might not actually be Lishma, there might be like different names of two different couples that are the same or something. I think.
Diga Dashko Kasab Omid, Kunsha Nifta Vashem Akram Nayur, Shishmo Kishmo.
Cases where we are concerned is not going to be Lishma, even though the majority of the time it isn't Lishma.
Right, meaning it sounds like the Sifra the Daimyar became Lishma, but you'll still have cases where a get would have gotten messed around. Yeah. Does seem like a trivial concern, like that you're gonna overhaul the whole system of Nemanus on Gidin, of Gidin that are brought from Dina Sayam just for this?
Oh, we have a lot of Kazeras on.
Right. Maybe this is one of them. Right. You can see Tosos doesn't like Rashi here. Do you guys see that Tosos where he proposed an alternative? Look at Tabak and Mabadale. Look at Omer Ri, 4 lines into that Tosos. He thinks Rashi's wrong. He says, Hada Atzur Chaban and Hacha, Hainu Kadeshali Ar Habal, the Yomar, Shekasva Hasofer, Kadela Hislamed, the Hu Hechtim Alavadim, Shehulo Ayabaki Lishma. He just thinks that like the Baal might come and be Ma'arer, that the get was not written Lishma, and he'll argue that the get was written with Islamid, like not Lashim Gershon, that the get was written for the sofer to train himself. So Chazal worried about the husband's ability to claim that the get wasn't written Lishma, so they made this takana. Yes, it has to do with the Ir Raval with respect to the Lishma of the get. Correct. Okay. So this is all takana drabana. 1 second, Romy. It's takana mi drabana on for the miyud cases where you want to have lishma on the get. So why then can we get away with one aid? So what does Gemara say? Yeah.
Remember to mekel in order to not have too many migudas.
Yeah. So we were mekel in how the takana was enacted, so that it won't be so hard for these women to get divorced. That's the thought in the Gemara here. Romy, you have a question on this?
Yeah, I just don't understand back and forth. I mean, the Rabbanan were talking that you needed to do this and then undid that. Is there like a timeline on that?
That's right.
Saying, do we assume that there was like a point at which you did it and then they undid
it? No, it just sounds like when they initially set it up, they set it up with a leniency that it should be sufficient to have just the Shliach has the
fun about it. What does that mean? I mean, they said in cases where you need to say fun about the Nechta, you need to be both. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
They're worried about a case of Miuta for the Shema.
What's left over?
Maker at the end, they should have had two Adim testify that it was the Shema.
No. Maker didn't have it. It should have been one. And they decided.
No, Maker at the end, when they're making the Takana.
Then
it
should
be
zero.
Maker, then it should be zero.
Yeah.
Because it's a miyot.
Okay.
Right? And even the miyot is stam sefer the dynamic margamiri.
Okay.
So, but the Chachamim still wanted to make a takana because of the extraordinary cases. But once they're making an extraordinary takana, you got to follow the rules. Cheskas eishes ish. If you're going to do it right, you have to require two witnesses. But then Mishim Aguna Akilar Barabanan that they credited the Shliach.
So I don't know what are the cases in which you still need to have two aided.
There are no cases where you need two aided because their takana was built with
development that we'll be talking about.
There's no development. It's just they fashioned the takana. Correct.
Yeah.
It wasn't that originally required to, and then they realized too many agunas, they're going to knock it down to the shliach. So they, when they made the takana, they factored in the point that they don't want it to be too hard for the people to get divorced. It required two witnesses. You can think of it this way. Most shlichim come on their own. One guy shows up with a get.
Right.
If you require two people to show up with the get, it'll be much harder to get divorced.
Okay, we hear the answer for Hakka, the Shemaguna, that's not on that is literal. They didn't require anything and not asking, not.
Rabbanu Huda Atzeroch this takana, Lemechash.
But they never actually made that requirement.
With two witnesses.
Made an exclusion or an exception with the.
Correct. Mishum Aguna is like that was the principle that they had in mind when they initially crafted the Rufanai Nechta legislation. Good? Sounds straightforward? Okay. Now, skip over the discussion about the Irabal. So the Gemara then goes into interrogate Rava's position. We're not interested in Rava's position now because that's about Irabal. But just somebody tell me very briefly what's the Kim Staros issue that's motivating Rava, Josh?
Law comes and starts calling into question about whether or not the get is good. So what we would need to do is we need to find Eden that can testify in the signature of the get. Let's say that this is all kosher.
Right, what's that called? Kim Staros.
Kim Staros. So there's kind of the run and just make sure we don't want to ever get into like this risky situation. So the husband's never gonna go to protest because we're gonna do Kim Staros right away. We know the get is good, we know the signature is good, everything will have good.
Right. So there's some special exception here for dispensing with Kim Staros through the Pana Nechta and Takana. Correct? Anybody troubled by the historical question? Like, why didn't Amorai know? Like, what was the basis for the first Mishnah?
No, I feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah. Fine. No, is that all there?
I don't understand the question.
What?
I don't understand the question.
You don't understand the question? There's a Mishnah in the beginning of Gittin.
No, I know, but like...
And nobody knows. Nobody...
That's the conceptual underpinning. They're not asking the historical question.
Who's asking this? Well,
they're asking for the conceptual thing. They're not asking for a historical question.
Why didn't they know the answer?
Why don't they know the conceptual things?
Why don't Rava and Rava know why? Like, what was the issue in the first mission on Gittin?
Why would they know? Why would they know what the thing?
What?
It's not written in the Mishnah.
And they don't have Misora on the Mishnah, meaning of the Mishnah.
I mean, no, they did. That's presumably where they got it. That's to each
other's Misora. That's. Like then the question, you did ask the question, so it did bother you, and you came up with an answer that they had two Misoras.
I did know.
Is that what you had in mind? You
know that? I did know.
They don't know that. They don't know Pshat and the Mishnah.
Possibilities, how be Duraisa, and then the end is that it's Durabana. Like, what? Do they not know Duraisa or Durabana? Do they not remember if they made that law or not? Like, that. Sometimes they just don't.
Are you asking how Machlokas would start? You can ask that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had Machlokas.
So you got machlokas about what the boundaries are. This seems like a very basic thing. Why is there that kind of a panah nafna, panah nafna? What? That's fine. So you're saying that Rava and Rava, at some point, they woke up and there's this din of panah nafna, panah nafna, and they're trying to figure out, Taka, why was that kind of enacted?
No, it doesn't have to be like that. They each heard their own reason, never had their own disorder.
There's different Misoras about what Takana Panah Nechta.
Yeah.
Just like, let's say, Chayim Debrina Gershom. We all know that there's a Chayim Debrina Gershom, and then we could figure out why was Debrina Gershom attacking his Takana.
Yeah, we
know that you can't marry two wives. Was it because of Kavod for the woman? Was it because of...
Why don't we know?
Why not? I agree. I'm just asking a purely historical question.
Sometimes we don't even know something's there, but I'm
interested. All right, okay. I thought it's very striking. Gosh, you find it striking.
I don't understand why it's different than like most machlokas we see about.
And if it's
Gemara, like on the Gemara, yeah, the machlokas for other
Right, same question there. Some, I guess it depends on the case, but
this also, like, is this such a fundamental din?
No, it's clearly just, it's a tachana. They're just trying to figure out what was.
But you're saying that bothers you because, like, this is such like an.
I didn't say it bothers me.
Prevalent. You're implying it bothers me. It's such a prevalent din. How could they not know the reason for this? But, like, maybe it's because it's not such a
important din.
Oh, if it's not such an important din, then the Gemara is spending a lot of real estate on.
You don't think that matters.
I don't think it matters. Correct. So I'm just, that's all I'm keen. That's what I'm keen up for right now. What?
You hold that.
I'm just raising the question right now. There's definitely an important issue here about Lishma at the heart of it.
I mean, you don't think that the way that you learn Gemara doesn't mean just because it spends a lot of time talking about it, doesn't mean it actually looks special when I'm thinking. So the driving thing you're saying right now is that the Lishma is really not so important.
The Shema is not so much. The Shema is important. The Shema is crucial. Right. That's an interesting question, right? Yes, correct. Historically, and Lamaisa is very important because they passed Gittin that don't have one NFT. I'm wondering about that. Okay, so bottom of Gimel Adal, the Gemara picks up the strand within the sheet that this is about Lishma. So let's get a different volunteer to read. Hi, did you prepare this?
Not sure. So
thanks for volunteering. Bottom of Gimel Adal. Ula Rabba, the Amar Lishma became Lishma.
Yeah, so. Well, Rabba, the Amar Lishma became Lishma. Man hai tana, the body see lishma, the body seem lishma.
Oh, so what's the issue here?
So according to Rav, it seems to say that the shaliach is to attest that both ksiva and seem was lishma. So that's fine. Well, what tana actually believes that that's required?
Good. So the Gemara is putting pressure on the lishma view. Because the Fanei Nechtam implies that both the Chasima and the Ksiva are part of the Takana, as Benny pointed out at the beginning. So both the Ksiva and the Chasima are part of the Takana, and Rabba's right that the Takana is about Lishma, Kamash Malan, that you need Lishma for both Ksiva and for Chasima. This is the first time that we've entered into the territory of Chasima Sa'idim. Correct? We know that Edim are somehow involved in the get. How do we know that? Not from the Psukim. Do the Psukim say anything about Edim?
Dabar, Dabar. Is there Shabbat, Dabar, Dabar?
Okay, maybe. So I guess kind of think that's in the Psukim, right? But in the Psukim Kipshutan, there's no mention of Edim. One of the things we have to figure out is what's the requirement of Edim. We already know from the Gemara, Endeavor Shabbat Pops Mishnayim. Right, that if you're changing someone's status, you need two witnesses. We don't know what the basis for that din is, though, conceptually speaking, like why you can't have a change of status without two witnesses. But now we're taught that maybe the din of Lishma extends to the Chasima Sa'idim. That seems pretty surprising. The Chasav La Sefer Krisos, La is Lishma, Rashi told us. How do you get from there to the Chasima Sa'idim? Like, why is that part of the ksivas I get? So it's hard to take us through this one. Gemara says, "Man haitan the bike ksiva lishma by chasima lishma." Top of gimel and beis.
So who holds that both of these are the case? So Rabbi Meir, chasima body, ksiva lo body. So Rabbi Meir believes that chasima does require lishma, but the ksiva does not require.
So this should give, this is a bigger kiddush even. We're saying not only do you also need, not only does it sound like you also need chasima lishma, but in fact there's a view in the Tanaim that all you need is chasima lishma. Forget about the ksiva saget. What the ikar aget is the chasima. What does Rashi say? Top of gimel beis. Ira Meir.
Ira Meir. The amar ikar hashtar zohi chasima.
The main part of the get is the chasima. What is that? What is that? The rest of the get doesn't matter as long as you have the chasima lishma. Sounds like it. Read the next Rashi. Chasima.
Chasima lishma ba'i. The kiks the chasav la achasima.
Yes. Good. So Rameyer's view is that when the Torah says a chasav la sefer krisos, that really refers to the chasima. Now, conceptually, that I think that's very difficult view to digest, to move away from the tochen of the gufo shel get, harei mutaras l'chol adam, et cetera, and think that the ikar haget is the chatima se'edim? That makes sense? Sorry, does that make sense? Well, a little difficult to understand. So let's see what does Rashi continue to say. We get this in the Gemara in Chafav and Beis.
Yes,
and I'll take it on Sam, but we finish Rashi. Could you tell me to come on?
Could you tell me to come on Chafav and Beis? The cost of get on the Chlovar, Kasher, the Alphabet, the Ksiv, the cost of the Nasan, Mishikin, the Mukusar, El Ksiva, the Nesina, the also Zesh, the Mukusar, Ksiva, Ksiva, the Nesina, the Wahani came the Kasmo, the Talosh, Masha, the Remer, Alma, the Kap of the Kram, Akasima, the
Yeah, so you can write again on Mechubla Karka. Rameir hold that you could, so long as you cut it and then signed it when it's talish. So you see that Rameir thinks that the Iker Maisa get is the Chasimah Seidim. Everything else is just background for what the Edom are signing onto. But there's nothing intrinsically significant to the Ksiva Chepsa Shel Get, separate from the Chasimah Seidim on it. Eitan, and then Zev, and then Josh. Eitan?
First is a question, like what would that then seemingly imply that like the practice gets say so for the writing as long as they are being fundamentally be fine?
100%. That's exactly since your mayor's view. The sofer could write to get l'islamid, could write a million tofse gidin, as long as the chsimas l'shma, that's kosher. At least that it sounds like from here.
Maybe like the suggestion way to see it is it could be that what he's saying maybe is like that you can kind of be whatever happened beforehand, like the Fatima can be like a testament to the fact that at the like point where the get's being completed, it has the proper like dot, and so then that can still be used in divorce, even if it's maybe started in a position where it wasn't the Shema. Like as long as it's really Shema at the time of the like it all coming together in the Fatima, and then that's enough.
Yeah, it's almost like the get is open until the chasima, and you still could get that last ingredient of lishma in before the chasima seidim. Or you could say, and this is the chiddush, kipshuto, that more important than the, like, the ksivas I get, the lashon I get, is really just background content for the eidim to be able to read that, testify, certify what's written in the get. But yeah, in a chama, like, the ikar agirishin is communicating the Lashon HaGet to the Edom. So the Edom are really the magic that makes they're the motor that makes the Gerushin work. But that's something we haven't seen yet. We haven't heard anything about Edom yet. And now the Gemara throws us into a Meir Shita that thinks that the Edom could be the Ikar HaGet. Dev, you had a comment on this?
Yeah, just that when Rami said it's Domer Ikar Ashtar, is that saying that this is the Dinin Stars in general, that the Kasim would be?
I think he's talking specifically about Gittin.
Right, okay.
Because the mayor is talking about Gittin. Specifically Gittin. Hashtar, I think, means haget. If you think of get as... if you think of get as interchangeable with stars, that's what he... Rumi?
Yeah, I think that yeah, just the point you're making about the character communicating to the agent doesn't mean that the agent are the ones that you still can take a stance on that the agent are what's central, right? When you just said the really could shoot though, then the point is you have to communicate to the agent, so very different the agent are the magic, but that doesn't pop up. If you have to communicate to the agent, it's still the point of that communication, but the agent are like need to be there to, you know, the reception is important to make it official, but the
Iker
is still the
communication.
The Iker
is still the
communication. Meaning the husband making
the decoration. Bashi says the Iker again. Iker Ashtar is doing the Kasi Maso.
Yeah, I'm only saying that the way that you just presented it was saying if you read it for truth, though, then you have to communicate it to the agent and the magic to the agent. But there's no
word. So say it again. I think I lost the point.
I was just thinking of the formulation that you said. That to me, it sounded like you're saying that if you read this Kachuto, then it you're basically saying the boss communicate this, you know, whatever he has to say and therefore the agent or the ikr because they're receiving that. But I'm just, I was just pointing out there's nothing about the vowels formulation or communication that assumes that the agent should be central over. I mean, the statement, the vowels communicate the agent, it doesn't take a stance on which of those two things is the main part.
Correct. I'm just saying, my point was, how do you make sense of the shita that all that matters is the chasima seidim? That suggests to me that the other stuff is just preparatory for handing it over to the eidim.
Right. I guess I'm saying that that doesn't explain really what the eidim report, right?
Correct. It wasn't attempting to. Okay, but once we figure out, once we talk about eidim, we're going to figure out, like, hey, what's this view of Rav Meir that the ikar is the chasimus eidim, that the lishma is not necessary for the rest of it. That's just boilerplate language. You can print it out on a printer, and then when the eidim sign, that's when you have a get. So what are they disagreeing about? Whether the ksiva has to be lishma, whether merely the chasim has to be lishma. Sounds very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially Rashi. Rashi says, Eitan was saying, Zeb was saying about the hashtar.
Yeah.
Ikar hashtar. You didn't have to say ikar hashtar, et cetera, et cetera. Why is Rashi going for that? You could have just said, because you could have said like Eitan said, the get is open until the last minute and it's only finalized with chasima seidim. So you could always slip it in there. It's not a get until the chasima seidim. You could get it. You could insert the lishma whenever you want. Instead, Rashi says, because the ikar hashtar is the chasima seidim. He's telling you something about the central piece of the shtar. Just like Gufo shel get, Ariyat Mitar shel Kol Adam, Rashi's saying, the Ikar I get is the Chasima. Right. Josh?
It's like a small thought. Like, I mean, this seems to work well. Like, we had like Sefer versus Sefer, like how much of the is it about the writing? It seems to me that Rabbi Meir is going kind of Mahalik, that the get is about like a written document and it's about the Sefer. Like, I think you'd have to start saying something along those lines to explain why written signature is on the thing I'm most important. Maybe.
Why it'd be more important than the...
Why it'd be more important, but it sounds like you have to... It sounds to me like Rabbi Meir would have to say that really what's important here is that you have like a physical document and that's what's important. And then it's...
Why is that more important than the text?
You're saying like, once we agree that it's about the document? Or before
are you explaining why Chasima Seidim is important? Or are you explaining why Chasima Seidim is
Ikar Hashtar? It seems to me like it might make sense to align up with the people that think it really what's important is about the writing of the book of the get.
But the problem is that our mayor's, he's taking away the significance of the Chasima Seidim
before them. Doing that, meaning that makes him to an official document or something. Like, really, what's it about is having this.
Chasima.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but why did the exclusion of the Ksivas get?
Okay, right. Okay.
I'm saying, if you're giving an explanation for why Chasima Seidim is important, I hear where you're going. But I don't see that as an explanation for why Ikar Hashtar is the Chasima. So.
Okay.
Right? That just means you have more work to do. Okay. Your small thought will become a big thought until you sort that out. All right, sorry, take us right there in the Gimel and Biv.
So we say it can't be Rav Meir because he doesn't require the Shema like Ksiva. Let me prove this from the Mishnah that Rashi gave us in Tol. So in Kulsum the Makubal Karka, Pakko al Makubal Karka, also Pasmo Benasno Kasher. So he wrote it on the Makubar and then attached it and then signed it, he gave it to Kasher.
Okay.
So he, Rabbi Kabbalah, is our Ksiva body, Chasima Lo body. So he only requires Ksiva, maybe Ksiva Lashman. But he doesn't require Ksima or Ksima Shon.
Okay, so what is Rabbi Lazar's view? The Gemara just throws in here, like we know what these Tanaim are holding already. But Rabbi Lazar's view is that... Yes, you just need the Ksiva, but what's his view that implies that all you need is Ksiva Lishma?
Edim
Sirakarti. That all you don't even need the witnesses to sign on the get. Read Rashi, Vir Glazar.
Vir Glazar, the Amar Mido Raisa, Getcha in Ego Kasumanalo, Kusher. Alma, the Kasa, Sivahi Damasha.
Yeah. So Vir Glazar's view is that you don't need Adam to sign on the get. So here you have the fundamental disagreements. Is the Iker a get the chasima? Or could you dispose of the chasima seidim? As long as the edim evidence the giving of the get, you're totally fine. If you hold like Rabbi Elazar that edim is sirakarti, Rashi points out, it's very clear that v'chasav means v'chasav lo, meaning the actual writing of the get, and the chasima has nothing to do with the get itself. So either way, that's not consistent with the Mishnah that requires b'fanai nechtav u'fanai nechtam. They require lishma on both the ksiva and the chasima, because according to Rabbi Elazar, you shouldn't need lishma on the chasima at all. Correct? What do you make of Rabbi Elazar's view? What do you think they're disagreeing about? Edim Asira, Edim Chasima Karti? Josh?
What's the essential part of Gidim? Like for Rabbi Meir, it's all about the Chatima, it's all about, you know, is this evidence? Do we have evidence, let's say, in the Amir versus Thor, or Rabbi Eliezer? It might be about, you know, we have to understand that Chatima is the Chatima Lishma is what's important. It's something not just, you know, evidentiary purposes, but it's something that's, you know, we want to get to be written Lishma.
So remember, one view is saying that you need Edom just to witness the giving of the get. The other one is saying that Edom have to be signed in the get. Or Meir thinks Edom have to be signed in the get. Or Elazar thinks that the get doesn't have to be signed.
You mean the machloket for Edom is here in the chetima karti or kibul shma kibul shma?
Well, the more I think is one depends on the other. If you think Edom is here karti, then you would not need lishma on the chasimas Edom.
Yeah,
that's the Gemara's thought, right? So you're saying, what were you, so what's your...
I was speaking about Chatima Lishma versus Chatima Lishma.
Therefore, yeah.
So. For Chatima Lishma, you're just saying that, you know, we just need evidence. You know, we need the Edom to sign up for Chatima Lishma. We're saying that whatever the significance of Lishma is, it's an end in and of itself.
Okay. Just think more about that. What, does anybody have a theory for what the significance of Lishma is?
We doubt of all. Is there something about
could be exerts across the das abal, meaning what, that we know that he is...
want to make sure that he was able to do it. I think we mentioned that.
Yeah, like that it's like you're divorcing her.
Yeah.
Like,
the Reverend Shirpoli in the beginning of the year, you said that you thought it was just because we want to slow down the process.
Yeah, so if you notice, you know who says that.
I don't.
I think it's Ever Aquino says that. No?
Well, writing that is written, you're saying?
No,
but he threw in Lishma. I think he threw in Lishma in that contact.
Okay, because if not, they wouldn't actually split down.
It's probably true. Yeah. That would be the most deflationary interpretation of Lishma. Did anybody catch that in the Sefer Chinuch? It's very easy to.
We did.
Was it Sefer Chinuch or the Rabbi Nel? Wait a second.
No, it was Sefer Chinuch.
It was a hearing mission, something like that. Where singled out because it's much easier just to, like, you know, grab
right. I mean, it's it wouldn't slow down. If like Lishma, it makes it, let's think about this for a second. Let me just pull up the our safer crease. Which Meiri?
Why
the Shema singled out? So the Chinuch says on the slowing down thing, he says, "Achinata shenischayvenu lichtov hadvarim b'sefer v'ha'ed edim." So he says it about Edim as well. Let's see.
I have a line of Meiri.
Yeah, read it for us. One more time.
I just showed it to you.
Let's read it here. Let's read it.
Hey, yes, McCarthy. Tashar had the two game in by hand of Hanal Baal. The Eno Makaza Akra. About Shalodi Shmavitok, she did the Sakra, Shalodi Sarek, La Tibo Mintila, Nenebo, and Lotho Mitok Sav. Oh,
Nenebo, Vit.
Boom, Vinotho, Mitok Sav. You just take it off the shelf.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you shouldn't offer someone a gym. And he gave this
the Shema is the only thing that's in the end of the pages of the husband. If you didn't have to, if it didn't have to be done the Shema, then you could just take it off the shelves. But like, it's more likely to be a bigger problem because not doing it.
Why is that advantageous?
Because you wouldn't have to, because if he doesn't have to hold up the Shema, then you could just go to the store and pick up again anytime he wants.
Why is that advantageous then?
That saves him time.
So you're saying it's to make it disadvantageous?
That's why we single out the Shema as a...
No, this is, yeah. This,
it's more likely that Baal's going to do it because of this, the din that, you know, saves him the most time. We didn't have it.
I mean, that's the one that he's going to circumvent.
That's the one he's going to circumvent because it's most...
I mean, that's why it's the biggest problem.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. So, Brandon, that's a
great Josh, mirror. Josh on that.
Good mirror. Very good. You guys understand the Miri?
Good.
Yeah. Awesome. Let me just read you the Abarbanel said this. He said, the Lahasir Kola to Anos Eila, after saying, Kadesh Lu Yagirish and Dover Nokia La Soso, Betia Isha Grusha Misha Pam Main Nispar, Kola Ochiala Rucho, that the husband will just divorce his wife whenever he wants. That was the Abarbanel in Kiseite. He said, therefore, Siva Yizbar actually Garishana Masishto Kim Besefer, Vishaya Bitnaim Rabin, the Aidim Aidim Alav. He doesn't specify Lishma, but he does say that it should be Bitnaim Rabin. There are a lot of conditions to slow it down.
I think
the Miri, as you said, the new Miri hit the nail on the head by saying that if you could prefab Gittin, then it would be a lot easier to get divorced.
Yeah,
so by requiring, basically, the Shema basically requires that each get has to be written uniquely for each case.
Okay, but how do you explain the pasuk? Is that a smach for this?
No, clearly the Miri doesn't think that
itself. I know, but it's probably
the
Miri
doesn't think
that.
Miri doesn't think what?
Yeah, he doesn't think that that's he just thinks that that's a single out.
Right.
How do you know that the Miri doesn't think? It's not the observation, it's factually true. Well,
huh? I would say that there is like some sort of like it's a pasuk.
I understand your point. The Torah says, V'chafdav, and the Rishonim are saying, what's the significance of Ksiva?
I'm saying, because of all the Shema, that's a, like a drasha in the Gemara.
Doesn't mean there's no reason for it.
But there is a, but you're saying that the whole reason was.
I'm saying it could be the same as Ksiva itself, which the Rishonim said. The
Mitzvah. Yeah, but the rabbis, they're the ones who put these extra things. I don't know.
You're talking about funny Nachtam, funny Nachtam?
No, I'm going back to the. And we were saying like the reason why the get was. Does that mean they're right? So I mean they're about them.
Shema?
No. I'm just going to say about you there.
Yeah, Ksiva's there, right? So.
I'm saying the reason why the Hachaga or whatever, all the things to make it harder for the husband to divorce.
Those are there, right? So.
Well, it was Darshan and Tami Nikra.
They're explaining the mitzvah of Girish and Besefer.
Okay, fine.
Right, so I'm saying the Abarbanel actually says Bitznoim Rabin is to create a similar purpose as the actual Ksivas, I guess. But you can see that. If you need to write each get for each case, you've limited the access to Gittin, right? Josh, you were saying that's a bad argument.
I didn't say it's a bad argument. I just said it's the one that you made after reverse.
Right. But you think it's an unfair point?
No, I think it's a valid option. Right. I think we should be open to seeing if there's a more fundamental.
Absolutely. I'm open to discovering the more fundamental option. But I'm saying, as a starting shot, I think that makes a lot of at a base level, the Lishma significantly limits the amount of Gittin that you'll have on the market, right?
But it certainly doesn't really impede it. Like, meaning you think it's a big deal to write it?
Yeah.
Like, you could argue the fact that
it's not like a Ksuba where you could just pull one off the shelf and fill in the names.
Yeah, I guess, but to me, like, the other argument is you're not even to leave my house. I just write the whole get and I'm done.
The husband?
Yeah.
That he could just write it?
I guess you can go over there and do that. But
right. Like, that's other genome, though, about how to write the names and the place and
thing. If someone could, a convenience store, could be selling with gas. And you pick one up.
Correct.
Right, so that's the whole point.
That's the point. The point here is that actually stop that from happening.
You don't get the point, like, you could see accessibility means that you're picking up the shelf. Accessibility could also mean that I don't need to be able to do it for you.
It also means?
I don't need to be able to do it for you. I can just do it myself.
You can still do it.
Right. There's nothing about Lishma that makes it easier for you to do it yourself.
You can always do it.
All Lishma adds that it's harder to have a prefab get.
Right, yeah.
Imagine if you go to this farm store and just get a get also.
Right, that's the point. You can't. The get, at least certain elements of it, have to be created Lishem this Gerushin. And that's like an extraordinary limitation. Right? So how are you want to go on the Gemara here? Just so we have our Meir Shita, we have our Lazar Shita.
Yeah. So we suggest that he came of the old Murbi Lazar, he will body or the Lazar, the King Lishma be the Raisa. They're a banan body. So grants your village does not require the Kasim Lishma at the Raisa level, but maybe you can require them at the Raban level. So we reject this as well. But we have a listing of three gittin which are possibly Darbanan, and Rabbi Lazar does not include a seamless shvan.
Right, so it sounds like Rabbi Lazar, not only does he hold this midaraisa, he even holds this midarbanan. That you don't need chasimasa edim lishma, correct?
Yeah.
So you can skip the quote of the Mishnah. Saying it's so four lines from the bottom. Ella or Mayor D.
I'm trying to say move on our main. Okay, granted, he doesn't need to see the Lashma the Rice, but maybe you're part of the Obama. So we challenge it. Say, Omar of Nachman, Omar, I have a mayor, I feel myself a Ashka. The chasmo, the nasna law kasher. The mayor says if you find a get with the right names on it in the garbage and you sign and give it, then it's kasher. So the chi came on non midaraisa kamas mina law ihaki omer hayer mayor that were torn mibayle. So if you want to claim that it's only on the midaraisa level that we're saying this halacha of the trash get. Ben shouldn't have used the phrase Omer Haya, should use the phrase Delar Kora.
Right. And so it sounds like he or Lazar thinks that's totally what?
Totally kosher.
Totally kosher midaraisa, even without the Kasima
Seidim. Yeah. So we give another try. We hold on Rabbi Lazar D. Filo body, Rabbi Lazar Kasima, Techa de Laka Eden Kla. Techa de Eka Eden body. So where Rabbi Lazar does not require a chasima lishma is where there are no edim signing on it. But where there are edim signing on it, so then they've got to do it right with lishma.
This is a really important view. We're now saying that Rabbi Lazar holds edim isira karti, don't need chasima edim. The get is kashal mahadrin without chasima edim. But if you had edim signing and they did not sign lishma, that would possible to get. Well, it's
kind of weird.
It's kind of weird, right? So they're not necessary. Without the edim, that's fine. But if they do sign, they don't sign the Shema, that disqualifies the entire thing. And even more striking is the Gemara's citation, Damar Rabbi Abba.
Moder Rabbi Lazar, the Mezuyah Mitocho, Shehu Pasol.
Yeah. Now, usually Mezuyah Mitocho is like that the get is internally inconsistent. So, like, you signed with Pasol Edim. So, Rabbi Lazar says, if you have a get with no Edim, that's fine. But if you have a get signed with Pasol Edim, that disqualifies it. It's a much bigger Chiddush to say that a Chasima without Lishma, according to Rabbi Lazar, is Mezuyah Mitocho. Why is it Mezuyah Mitocho? The Edom signed, he just failed to put in the Lishma. It shouldn't be as bad as signing a Pasul Ed.
It's also invisible.
The Lishma is invisible, correct. So is that Mezuyah Mitocho that is lacking Lishma? I think it's a point that needs to be explicated about the nature of Lishma here.
Probably
Well, but it's not. But according to Rabbi Lazar, you don't need the Chesima Zedim. Right. Well,
nothing. It's like part of the star.
Right, but he thinks it's not because you don't. You could have a ksivas aget with mahajan without the edim signing. But if you electively had them sign a signature without lishma would disqualify the get. And the Gemara calls that mezuyah mitocho. Okay, let's get the last view out here. So the Gemara says, so who's the view of the Mishnah that find after find after?
Rashi Amar gives a different answer. Amani or Yehuda? Actually, the solution is Rabbi Yehuda. The son of Yehuda Kosel, Anshahik Sivaso, Bakaski Maso, Bakalosh. Back to the Fulbright case, because now you need to see that to the Kalosh. So, really, both of them
to be a Shema. Yes, we have a third view here that thinks that the get requires both Ksiva and Chasima. Those are equal parts of the get. So we have Rameyer who says Chasima is the Ikara get, and you only need Lishma on the Chasima. You have Rabbi Lazar who thinks that you don't need Chasima Lishma with the Gemara's qualification, even though you don't need it. If Adam do sign, it has to be Lishma, otherwise Mizuv Mitocho. And then you have Rabbi Yehuda's view who thinks that you need both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma for the get to be kosher. Yes?
Yeah.
Now, why the Gemara has an interesting comment here? Why did it take so long to attribute the Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda?
Right. I mean, part of my time alone, you know, love Rabbi Yehuda. The answer: Mahadrina or Remeir, some Masnisa or Remeir, Mahadrina or Belazar, I'm one helps like Belazar. It's a given. So we heard it say the Mishnah of Remeir because some Mishnah actually fit the Remeir. First, say it's like Belazar because the halacha follows him in given, or certainly in this din.
So how do you explain that second point? Because the Hilchos says Kavlazer begitin, so then what?
Therefore, we prefer to establish that this Mishnah is according to the final law.
Why would you prefer to say that? Who cares if the Mishnah is Shalok Alapa? Mars Maskana is that a Shalok Alapa?
It's a weak... I mean, it's a weak level of...
I mean, like Mars Maskana is that it's a Yehuda.
Well, that's a different answer. No,
doesn't reject it, was it?
Yeah, no, that's from Ashi's suggestion. The first suggestion finished is from Belazar, and he said, let's do a Pitokola. Second answer is no, the Mishnah is over Yehuda.
I was saying, why?
If you
Meikara, my time alone, me like
Yehuda. Why is he trying to avoid with Yehuda?
Okay.
I'm saying, like.
What's his disagreement at? I'm saying, one. The Gemara is fine saying that it's Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Then we're saying, Meikara, why didn't we say it's Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara is saying, oh, because the preference is to keep it leave the Hilchasa. So I'm saying, I just want to, what's the back and forth there?
Right.
What's the back and forth?
Well, why I don't get what the problem is. I mean, the Gemara, there's an assumption that every mayor says it would be every mayor, no? So
Stam Mishnah Rameir, I understand. You want to say that Rameir is the Stam author of Mishnayah, so presumptively it's Mishnah Rameir, unless you have reason to think otherwise, that's great. What's the second point? What's the what's the presumption in favor of Elazar? The Kaimelan Hilchasa Kavaseh Begitin.
We better assume that the Mishnah is the Halacha until Pernelis.
What?
We assume that the Mishnah is the Halacha.
What?
Logically, we might end up determining what it's not.
This is the presumption about the way the Mishnayos are presented.
We
assume that Mishnayos are Aliba de Hilchasa. Because, like, why would it be that Nasi waste our time with Mishnayos that are not Aliba de Hilchasa?
Yeah.
That's the. And the Maskana is in Ekonami. It's Shalok Hilchasa.
Right. Well, it might be. Yes, it would be Hilchasa, right? It's a weapon. Okay, fine. It's an answer. As opposed to right. Say it's not, then we'll keep
it. Right, it's a presumption that we should assume Mishnayos are Hilchasa unless we have reason to think otherwise. But it's not terrible if they are. It's like Mishnayos could be. I mean, why are you smiling?
Because it seems like it's like. I don't know. I get
it. You're sympathetic to the point now. Yeah. A minute ago, you weren't. Okay.
You could say that you go early, you stop early. Because you don't really. Yeah, they're all aggressive. That doesn't really easy of an answer.
Right, it's the most poshut answer. I guess the question is, why would he make it? Is the takana shalok hilchasa now, or is the point that
reject Rebbe Lezer? It's still possible that it's kind of like Rebbe Lezer.
What do you mean? The Gemara is saying the Mishnah. Why do you have funa nefta funa nefta?
We have two possibilities. One possibility is like Rebbe Lezer. Yeah. The same you have the other possibility is that you're in the Rashi. Okay. Yes. So according to Rebbe
Lezer, right. I'm saying that's a funny thing, right? All right, we'll pick up it. So that's most of what I wanted to cover in the Gemara. We'll cover a little more till Daf Tes, just to get a flavor of what's going on in the Shaka Batari here. Then I'm going to release this source sheet on the Shema, some sugyas that come up later on in the second parak on Dalit about the Shem Yish, the Shem Yisha.
So what should we do tomorrow?
So make sure you cover the Gemara until Daf Tes. and then I want us to go deep into Lishma.
Everyone, also please.
All right, go. Look, we got until Daf Dalet today, no?
Even if you're whatever you're doing, brother.